This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Hundreds of book and magazine titles are banned inside of Wisconsin prisons. That includes pornographic magazines and books that describe techniques for making weapons or illegal drugs. But the banned books list is also far-reaching enough to prohibit manuals on computer coding. And some advocates say the restrictions make it harder for people to expand their education well behind bars. Sarah Lear reports.
Marian Olson spent more than 5 years behind bars in Wisconsin. While she was there, she says she asked for books to try and keep up with her prior career field of web design.
My incarceration was to help me understand not only why I made the poor choice I made, but to learn a better way. And in my mind, that meant a strong vocation.
But Olson, who had a job driving a van for the prison where she was incarcerated, says her access to those books was denied.
Here I am being handed keys to a vehicle and allowed to leave every day. And yet a book that would teach me how to use Microsoft Front Page was a security risk.
Prison officials screen inmates' mail and other reading materials. Wisconsin Public Radio used a public records request to obtain a list of the publications that have been approved or denied. The list shows officials used a policy banning anything deemed a threat to security to bar access to multiple computer literacy books. That includes titles like Coding Made Simple and Microsoft 10 in Easy Steps. Even so, the Department of Corrections says certain tech-related books could be allowed if they're part of a course an inmate's taking. A spokesman for the agency says the prison system has expanded its job skills and educational opportunities. But Moira Marquis doubts the logic behind many of the department's restrictions. She leads a prison writing program through an anti-censorship organization called PEN America.
The stated rationale, I think, is that people are going to develop into computer hackers and hack the, computerized systems of security at the facilities, which is a pretty far-fetched paranoid fantasy when it comes to a book like Windows 10.
Marquis believes concerns about security can snowball into banning a wide range of books that are considered subversive.
It's, I think, unlikely that security is really being served by limiting what people can read.
Wisconsin prison officials prohibited scores of books because they contained nudity or were deemed pornographic. A book describing how to fund a cannabis business is banned because prison leaders say it advocates breaking state law. So is one on rope knotting techniques, which officials say could be used to escape. The restrictions also extend into the realm of fantasy. In 2005, a Wisconsin inmate sued after his Dungeons & Dragons books and magazines were confiscated. That suit was dismissed after a prison captain argued the game could foster gang activity and encourage escapist fantasies. But prison reform activist Dante Cottingham says books, whether escapist or not, are a lifeline to people behind bars. He argues book bans are about imprisoning minds.
There's a deep sense of oppression inside of prisons. That's simply another part of their oppressive intent to prevent you from growing, from feeling empowered.
Cottingham was released from Wisconsin prison last year. One thing he's enjoyed since getting out? Buying books that used to be banned. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
To browse the full list of banned books and magazines, check out the online version of this story at WPR.org.